Greetings, everyone. I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
And I'm Anthony Cordova.
And you're listening to I'm Right.
I'm Right. I'm Right.
Ha.
I'm Right.
Ha.
I'm Right. We need to stop this nonsense.
Yes, we do. Yes, okay. We do. All right. So, in this week's episode, we are discussing when is age difference a problem? And it's part of a segment we call
Stand by Your Stance.
Okay, so Tony, before I ask you what your stance is on this, let's discuss the story that made us decide to talk about this today.
Okay.
And so recently there was a story about a Princeton grad, a female. And she graduated in 2016, so a few years ago.
Okay.
And now she's 25. And recently she announced that she was engaged to one of her former professors, who is 71.
Whoa!
So she's 25. He's 71.
Wow.
And in this story, her family is thrilled about it. Her stepmother, who is 72, so just 1 year older than this woman's fiance, said it's great. And the woman herself, the bride-to-be, said that, you know, what's the big deal? Why is everyone talking about this? Because her parents had a 19-year difference, and now her parents are divorced. So again, she has a stepmother.
Okay.
And her father, I think he's in his 70s, and his second wife is 56. So now the 25-year-old has a fiance that's older than her father's wife. Okay. So, but again, everybody's thrilled for her in her family because they're like, well, that's all she's ever seen was these major according to people, a major age gap. And that's all she's seen.
Yeah.
But that she didn't, when her fiance was her professor, it was, according to her, purely on the up and up. She just viewed him as a mentor. But when she was a Rhodes Scholar, and it was during that time that she couldn't stop thinking about this professor.
Yeah.
So when she returned, Rhodes Scholars, you go abroad to, you know, do your scholarly work. And then when she returned to the States, she told him how she feels and even invited him to lunch. And she gave him a ring. So she did all the pursuing in this relationship. Yeah.
Can I chime in on this?
Of course. I'm just letting the listeners know what led to this story. So now, what is your stance?
My stance on age difference, I think, you know, a gap in age, it's okay.
We have one.
Yes, ours is 8 years.
Yes.
Which is, yeah, I got a young chick.
I don't know if I'm young. I am younger.
Yeah, young
than
hottie.
You.
Young hottie.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Yes. So, but that, you know, we're 8 years apart. That's not too bad. My parents were 18 years apart, which is that's quite a bit. My father was actually only like five years younger than my grandmother on my mother's side.
Oh.
So, you know, that was an interesting dynamic. But it still worked. Still worked. But in this case, being that he was a professor, I actually think he took advantage of her.
She pursued him.
I know, but that's
after she had graduated.
but he could have said
like a couple
no,
years after.
He could have said, no, this isn't appropriate. I'm old enough to be your grandfather. I was your professor, because she sees him in a different light. You know, she does, because that was her professor. So I don't think in this case that's acceptable.
Is it because of the professor, former professor, former student relationship, or is it because of the age difference? that you're saying this?
Because of the professor-student relationship.
Oh, so they could be 25 and 35 and you would still say the same thing?
Maybe, maybe not. That's a 10-year difference.
But still, I'm saying if
she was 21, 21 years old.
She's 25.
Know, she's 25 now, but when she started, how old was she? When she started becoming interested in this professor?
She didn't let him know. They've only been engaged. They've only been seeing each other 6 months, and she proposed to him.
Oh, it's only 6 months.
Yes. She remember, not, she went away for
a
couple
of
years.
I still don't think it's appropriate.
She went away for a couple of years on her Rhodes Scholarship.
Yeah, I still don't think it's.
And she came back, and she pursued him.
I don't
but
think
how
it's
many 71-year-olds do you think are going to turn down this? Perhaps she's hot, 25-year-old. Like, hey, I think I love you. How many 71-year-olds do you think are going to say no?
Actually, I think a lot of them would. I really do. I really, really believe that. That a lot, even if they're lonely, they might say, well, yeah, we can be friends. We can hang out together. We can go out together. But, you know, getting married and all that, no.
Because of the professor-student relationship?
Yes.
But they're no longer are.
I understand
that's
that.
That's how they met.
But she became fixated on him because of his
According
intelligence.
According to her family and her, they have a lot in common. They think he's perfect for her.
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't
this
know.
Is, well, this Explain. Is what she saw when she was growing up—a big age difference in their parents.
Yeah,
her
that's
parents,
all she knows.
I mean, that's all she knows. So she hasn't taken the time to experience anything else. She hasn't taken the time to experience people that are really closer to her age that she might have just as much in common. So I'm not saying the same age. It might be 10 years older. Maybe she likes men that are more intelligent, you know.
Yes, mature. Clearly.
So, but they don't have to be 71. I mean, let's say, for instance, that God forbid I became a widower at like 71 years old.
No, don't even speak that
no,
way.
No, but I would not be interested in anyone that was 21, 31, 41, 51. Nope.
Well, let's talk about that. When we met, I barely met the cutoff in regard to your daughters, right?
You like, barely met my cutoff.
Oh, well, that was one of the first questions when we
That's
actually
right.
sat down and had our first real conversations. Your first question was, so how old are you?
I wanted to know, because if you told me 28, I would not have pursued you any further. There's
because
no
tell the listeners why.
Because you'd be too young for me.
Well, I was 32 at the time, but tell the listeners why 4 years would have been too much.
32, I would have been.
I was 32.
You were, but I was 40.
Yes.
At the time.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So if that's the case, a 40-year-old man doesn't, in my opinion, shouldn't date a 28-year-old. And especially at the time, I dated in view of marriage.
Yeah.
So I'm just a regular guy. I'm not a millionaire.
You're not?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't then either.
I still had this thing in my head, this fantasy in my head that one day you're going to say, hey, Jill, guess what? I've actually been a millionaire all this time.
Yeah. Okay. Don't hold your breath.
But anyway, I think one of the other reasons why you didn't want a 28-year-old is because I'm only 10 years older than your oldest daughter.
Yeah, I wouldn't date anyone that was my oldest daughter or any of my daughter's ages. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. If they're young enough to be my daughter, I shouldn't be dating them.
Well, I knew at a young age that if I ever got married, I would marry someone older than me, because just like the Princeton grad, I always seem to you know, older people were like magnets to me. I didn't like hanging around. I didn't even like hanging around people my age that much, but I really liked people older than me.
Because you were so intelligent.
Oh, thanks.
But, yeah. I mean, I had the same thing when I was in my 20s. I dated women that were 10, 15 years older than I was.
Then why did you decide to go with a younger person?
Well, what happened was we're looking for people that are equally yoked. So
yes.
So when I was 22, 23 years old, I was already a business owner. Okay.
Yes.
At that age. So women that I would meet that were, you know, 20, 21, something like that, they were still in college. They were still trying to build their life and all of that.
So but you were at different phases of your life.
Different phases of life.
Yes.
So the women that I was interested in were women that have already been through that. They've already established where their life is going. They've been all through all the little different things you learn from dating and all of that. They know what they want. They know what they're interested in. So that's the women I was interested in. But in the back of my mind, I always knew I wasn't going to marry any of those women.
Why?
They were too old.
I don't understand.
They were too old for me.
But I don't understand.
I had things in common.
Yes, you had things in common
the
with
women.
Them. But how were
but they,
how were what made them too old?
Well, I think ahead.
Okay.
Okay, so where are we gonna be? Let's say if they were 15 years older than me, and I reached maybe 38 years old, maybe 40 years old, and they're 55. Okay. I might still want to be doing really exciting things that you know, puts me out on a limb type of things. And
like
they would be like jumping out of planes or, you know, things like that.
Okay.
Okay. And they may not have any interest in it. They may not have any interest in, let's say I was still growing. Okay. As mentally.
Okay.
And figuring myself out.
At 40?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I never had said I have all the answers.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, no one has all the answers.
Yes. Okay, because remember, I wasn't this, outwardly, I wasn't this creative person that I am now. Okay. So I knew as I grew, when I got married, I needed to have someone that will grow with me.
Sure. I think that should be the case for all relationships.
And I also,
regardless of the age.
I also didn't need to be dating the older women. I didn't need to be marry someone when I was 30 years old and they're 15 years older than me and they have kids that are teenagers. I didn't need to be a stepfather at 30 years old to someone that have children that their minds are already developed and, you know, they know what they want. And chances are they could be angry that their mother married this young guy.
Okay.
So I didn't want any of that. I didn't want any of that. So I knew the women that I dated, even though I like spending time with them and I respected them, I knew chances are I wasn't going to marry them.
Okay, well let's talk about a couple of things that you said. For example, you said if you were 40 and your spouse was 55, then maybe she wouldn't be into your jumping out of a plane, right? That's what you said.
I did
but
say that.
You, I can't remember what age you were when you jumped out of the plane.
You didn't want to
I still have no interest in jumping out of a plane and
absolutely.
You want to do it again.
Yes. And that's fine. You don't have to like to do it. I just use that as an example. But Jill, you and I, I'm 8 years older, but we still grow together.
Yes.
Because you're smarter than me. Everybody knows that. So.
I don't know. No. I think we each have our strengths that makes us smarter than the other in some things. But I wouldn't say I'm smarter altogether than you. There are just some things I know how to do. There's some things you know how to do better than the other. Yeah, okay. That's what I would say about that.
I'll accept that. But I do love that we grow together.
Yes, absolutely.
And it seems like we're really...
And define what you're saying to our listeners about what does that mean?
Well,
to
when
you?
I say grow together, I mean mentally and as far as the stage of our lives that we're in now, we grow together. We like doing the same things. And it seems for us, when we're ready to move on to something else, it seems that both of us are ready to move at the same time.
Yes.
So
yes, and even though we might move on to something else differently, individually.
Yes,
but we're still both moving towards something that we weren't at doing before.
Yes, yes. And I support what you're moving towards,
yes,
and you support what I'm moving towards.
Yes,
but if you have such a big age difference and you start wanting to do different things in your life, the other person may not want to do it, you know, and maybe that's not important to the young woman we're discussing, that, you know, when her husband is 90 years old, he's not physically going to be able to do things, you know, just in general. Whether it's a vacation or this and that, you know, she's going to want to do different things. Now, maybe it doesn't matter to her.
Yes. Maybe
clearly
it doesn't. She probably has different priorities than you and I.
Right. So, but you know, I mean, if they can wait.
And I was a different person at 25 than I am now that, you know, now that I'm in my 50s.
Yeah. If they can make it work, fine. I'm happy with them.
Sure.
But I think that whole dynamic of the professor that's 71, the young woman that's 25, I think he had an unfair advantage over her, even though she pursued him.
She pursued him.
Yes. But then on the other hand, if it's a woman that's 71 years old and she meets a young guy that's 25 and wants to marry him.
Let's take this. The same scenario. If he pursues her, then I would say, leave that young boy alone.
I would say, go for it.
No. Why?
Say, go for it.
You said it was wrong the other way around.
But as long as she wasn't his professor. But if she's just a powerful woman, businesswoman,
no,
a very successful woman.
Boys are less mature. They mature.
Look at
slower.
Cher. Look at Cher.
What about Cher?
How old is Cher?
In her 70s, but she definitely doesn't look at
exactly.
She almost looks the exact same that she always has.
So if Cher
is Cher.
If Cher was interested in a guy that was 21 years old,
that
I would
be
tell
younger
him,
than her daughter.
I would still I would say, hey, go for it.
He was probably a gold digger.
Well, that's where
she covers
her back. You know, don't marry the guy.
Just have fun.
Just have fun. Don't get married. And if she did marry him,
but that's a whole different
crazy.
Scenario. If you just want to have fun, but if a 25-year-old male decided he wanted to marry someone in his 70s, they are not at different places in their
prenup.
It doesn't matter.
Prenup.
Like, why go through that? No one wants to get divorced. Why go through that?
No one, as far as I know, no one
that's
wants
a gold digger.
Divorced.
I'm sorry.
He's not a gold
yes,
digger.
Yes, he is.
What if Cher?
He wants to be
what
a
if
kept
Cher,
man.
What if Cher pursued
I know you,
him?
You say, then he would be stupid to say no. But I bet, but
you're
Cher
sweet.
Is a smart woman. I bet she's not trying. She says that she dates, but has Cher married since Sonny passed away?
No.
Right.
No.
So
no,
she wants to
no.
have fun.
Yeah, but and that's fine. And this professor that we're talking about, and then this young woman pursues him. I think it would have been better if he says, okay, I'll go out with you, but I don't think we should get married. And I would be okay with
why not getting married. Why aren't you saying the same thing if it was the 71-year-old woman? Why aren't you saying the same thing?
Because men have been doing this type of thing to women throughout the ages.
So it doesn't make it right.
It's woman power. Woman power. If she's an older woman and she's intelligent and vibrant and she is able to get a man that's 25 years old because of people do say
kudos, you know, to an older woman who can get a much younger man.
Yes, but they didn't used to. They didn't used to.
Well,
so it's
someone coined the term cougar. It's, which made it okay, right? Like, kudos to you.
That's right.
But it's a 50-year difference.
I'm fine with that. As long as it's not a gold digger type situation.
Why is it a double standard? I don't understand what you're
men
saying.
Men have had double standards for years. So it's
so you're
about
saying
time
you have
for a woman.
Simply because so you're women, a man?
So,
that makes
no,
sense.
I'm saying men in general. This society has created
double standards.
But you
are saying you have a double standard. You just have expressed.
I'm not actually saying that. No, I actually said it's okay if they have an age difference, but I don't think it's okay for this professor to take advantage of someone that used to be a student. And even though she pursues him, he still has a leg up on her because she
so
sees
what
him differently.
Were a professor? Would you still say, oh,
and that
go
was
for
and
it,
that
dear.
Was that was her former student? I would say, no, you should leave him alone.
So you have an issue, I think, more with the hierarchy, the power.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the professor has power.
That's right.
But they're not. He I think
it
he's a retired professor. I don't even think he
matter.
Teaches anymore.
Initially.
And she's a former student.
Yes. But initially, that's that
they were
relationship.
Friends, or he was her mentor. Then they became friends.
Right. But the way she looked at that relationship is skewed. It's just skewed.
So you think it was his obligation.
That's right.
It was his obligation to say, no, that's inappropriate.
Yes, absolutely.
But we actually know.
For instance,
we actually know people who,
yes,
one was
do.
A professor and one, yes.
So, we did. But anyway, for instance, I have, times before I met you when I was single, you know, I'm in my, 40s and all.
Yeah. You had three girlfriends when we met.
Chill.
You did, but go ahead.
You don't know that. Anyway.
I absolutely know that. I've met some of them.
No, you
but
don't.
Go ahead.
But. If a young lady approached me that was in her 20s, I didn't want to have, no matter how good they looked, how beautiful they were, how sexy they were, how intelligent they were, and they start coming on to me, I would have to tell them, you're young enough to be my daughter.
So I understand.
Please,
I understand
leave me
that,
alone.
I understand that point that you're making. What I don't understand is why you keep saying that if it were in reverse, where the woman is older, why that's okay.
It's their time. It's their time. Woman power. Women are going to rule the world, so it's their time.
We're shifting in that direction already.
That's right. So,
but anyway.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to a segment we call
Give It a Rest and a Resolution.
So, Tony, what's your resolution and conclusion of this topic?
I would say that I am okay with the age difference, unless, you know, the person's in a position of power and it's an uneven match because they're both not coming in the relationship with the same point of view.
Okay. My conclusion resolution, you know, being a professor now, I do think
about your male students? Or female students that... Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted.
You sure did. First of all, to respond to that, none of my students has, you know, like, been inappropriate, I don't think.
Okay.
But as a professor, I do think it might be inappropriate to... Well, I do think it is inappropriate to make the relationship other than that, you know, to change it into something other than that. Because, you know, while you're teaching, you're definitely not supposed to date your students. And later, it still has that markings of someone is in power more over the other one.
Uh-huh.
But my conclusion, I think I agree with you on this one,
hey.
Is that, you know, if you meet someone and maybe they don't seem their age, you know, maybe that's okay, unless someone is, has power over the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that for those of us on the outside looking in, we don't know the Princeton grad. We don't know the professor, and who are we to say what they have and what they have or don't have, or what they should or should not do. It's not our relationship.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Okay, well, then let's get to a segment we call
I'm trying to help you.
So, Tony, what advice do you have for our listeners who may be considering dating or marrying someone older or younger than them?
Well, I'm going to be a little more specific on this one. And for the younger people, our younger listeners that are maybe still in college, please do not pursue your professor. That's it. Plain and simple. Please do not pursue your professors. It's inappropriate.
Okay. Well, then my advice is actually directed to people of most ages. And that is, you know, many times age is just a number. And so if you find that you do have things in common, don't let the age difference stop you, because that truly might be your soulmate, unless your relationship started off as one had power over the other. That's it.
Okay.
All right.
That's pretty good.
All right. Well, I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
And you've been listening to I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And in this case, we both are right, I think.
Okay. That's cool.
Let's shout out to Gifford Ivan Cordova III for doing our podcast music. And shout out to Nick Zinke for doing our podcast art. So I guess that's it. Bye, everybody.
Bye.